Moncrief on News Talk.
Tomorrow, June 21st, is the longest day of the year, otherwise known, of course, as the summer solstice. It has a long history in our pagan past and, as with many other things, was also incorporated into Christianity. To tell us a bit more about both parts of that history, we're joined by the folklorist Michael Fortune. Afternoon, Michael.
Afternoon, Sean.
What was it all? No, I suppose the people who built Newgrange had a really detailed understanding of the movement of the stars and the sun. So was it always celebrated on June the 21st?
Yeah, I suppose, compared to me, those two dates, the winter solstice and the summer solstice, were important. And as you said yourself there, with Christianity and loads of our Christian feast days and saints days, they're all just built on earlier beliefs. And we get they're layered practices with layered sites. I suppose technically, the people say the 21st of June is the day that is the summer solstice technically tomorrow. But I know here in Ireland, it was actually the 23rd of June and the 24th of June and also the 29th of June. They were the dates when people actually lit bonfires to mark that day, to mark that the longest day of the year.
Ah, right. And so with that practice, so are you saying kind of like it might be on different dates in different parts of the country?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I suppose the most popular date would be the 23rd of June. And there's a date, well, the Christian date that people would celebrate is called St. John's Eve or St. John's Day. It's based around the birth of John the Baptist. So when you go like Mayo, Galway, Sligo, especially in Western counties, St. John's Eve is a big night still, the 23rd of June. Now, some places also would have it on the 24th of June. And you'll find it outside of Ireland as well, Sean. But there are the two dates. The 21st of June is very few... As practice community based bonfires, very few took place on the 21st of June. It was mostly those two dates.
Yeah, that is interesting. And so people would build a bonfire, and what was the bonfire supposed to signify?
Yeah, well, even the word bonfire is an interesting one, and I'm sure some of the listeners, the older listeners here, would know. Like, I remember the grandmother at home in Wexford, they would always call it a bonfire. And as children, uh-huh. they were always sent out. Now, they had a bonfire at Halloween, but they were always told that you were always sent out as a child to get bones for this fire. And even the Irish for bonfire is tinnikinav, which is almost a direct translation of bonfire. But there would have been a lot of them still are, Sean, kind of community-based bonfires where basically, at the end of the day, the sun is at its highest now. It's at the highest, the most amount of sun we'll have now. In the next couple of days, it's at peak, and everything is reaching up towards that sun. The grass is out in the fields, the foxgloves, all the flowers, everything is reaching up towards that sun. So it was marked. So there was always fires. Some people put them on hills. I know down in Kerry, someone was telling me a couple of years ago, they'd always build theirs on the side of a hill, and people would walk up to the hill and they'd carry a stick in their hand. This man told me, called Sean O'Leary, told me, he said they would carry a stick in their hand and they'd put all their, I suppose, come here to me, you'd put all your, anything that might be bothering you at all, you throw it into that stick and you throw it into the fire and you'd burn it and let it away. So there were loads of little rituals around the bonfire itself and what we did and what it was supposed to symbolise. But definitely communities, again, guarantee you, Mayo and Galway still, and there'll be bonfires come the 23rd of June, crossroads and community centres.
Yeah, now, and I assume, though, it would have had, because of the time of the year, it would have been, hopes for the coming harvest and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I remember a man in Mayo telling me that, and you'll find this in the archive, Sean, as well. The people, and again, this is not done just in Ireland as well. People, when the bonfire was finishing off at night, they take a cinder home. This one man in Mayo told me he had a little old biscuit tin, a little metal biscuit tin, and taking a cinder home, and then going into the before he went into the house, he'd go into the garden, and where he had little drills of spuds or maybe a little field of corn, he'd throw the cinders in, and they believed then that would kind of protect the crops and keep bad luck away. There's loads of accounts of that as well. It's hard to believe this now. Loads of accounts in the school's folklore collection of people running cattle through fires on St. John. Now, they did it on May Eve as well, but it also did it on St. John's night. So, I don't know how big the fires were, but the stories are there anyway.
Yeah, and would it have had a significance for couples and forthcoming weddings and that kind of thing?
I'm not sure. I know, not that I know of. I know definitely it was about kind of, sometimes it was almost like a an end to something. And I've seen this with my own two eyes down in northern Spain, down in their bonfires. I've seen young lads, say 16, 17, 18, whatever age were finishing school, turning up with their school bags. And when the bonfire was in flying, every school bag went into that bonfire. And I know the young lads in Newfoundland as well, the island off Canada, they do their St. John's Eve bonfire on the 24th of June, and the same kind of crack as well. Now, I'm not saying any young lad to go burn his school bag, but that's what I've seen him doing. I've seen him doing it. So there's a kind of like, almost like a, maybe a little bit of a full stop and a kind of a turn again in the year. I've turned back again towards the other time of the year, which I won't even mention.
Yeah, and would they've always been in fields and or hills?
Yeah, well, come here, do you know what, actually? And crossroads were always a great spot. You'll always hear people talking about the dances at the crossroads, and they were really popular, 1920s, 30s, 40s. But one of the things I noticed the old people always said here in Wexford, and I'd say it's probably the same in other counties as well, they said when the actual tarred roads came, the bonfires disappeared. Huh. Because the cars had come, the council were putting down tarred roads, and sure, you can't light a bonfire in the middle of it. So, but that got rid of the kind of, it helped push it aside a little bit anyway. But you'll still see it. Come here, you'll still see it for weddings, you'll still see it for hurling matches and football matches. You'll see little fires there. Fires were always really important, Sean, and even like the 1st of May were bonfires in certain parts of the country. Limerick was big, parts of North Wexford and South Wicklow were big, and then Halloween the same. So we've always used fire, I think, in our calendar customs during the whole course of the year. They're good social things as well. There's nothing as powerful, and I always do it myself here as well with neighbours. There's something lovely about neighbours and community and family and all come together and just watching the fire. There's just pure magic. You can't beat it.
Yeah, and so when Christianity came along, and as you know, as we know, a load of what were pagan traditions were kind of co-opted into Christianity. So then it effectively turn into St. John's Eve then at that point?
Ara did come here to me, like, we're a bit a la carte in Ireland, you know, like, as I said, before a mother, she believed in God, but she believed in the fairies at the same time. So I think we're able to handle all those layers. And I think those layers are what make us, you know, we take a bit of this and a bit of that. And sure, if it gets us through the night, sure, then so be it. But yeah, we maybe the Christian days are there, but listen, there's something else there as well. But it's right across Europe. It's absolutely right across Europe. The Danes have it, over in Eastern Europe, they have it, the Estonians have it. And right over North, France and down into Spain, all over Spain, it's a big day, San Juan.
Yeah, and in Ireland tomorrow, what parts of the country might you see a bonfire?
Now, I'd say there's probably some people who might be marking the summer solstice. I don't know. I'd say you'll have to maybe put out that for your callers. I'd say some of the kind of more new age sites and people into that kind of druidry stuff might be doing it. I know that the community based ones, the ones that I would be interested in going to and being part of, would be all on the 23rd or 24th. Now, in saying that, if I looked at my weather app on my phone, Sean Moncrief, and I saw it was going to be lashing rain on Monday night, I might be lighting the bonfire tomorrow night and forget about tradition. It depends on the weather.
Yeah, no, actually, someone says Irish new potatoes were never eaten in some places until after St. John's Day.
Absolutely. The 29th of June was that's the other date that the bonfires were lit around the country. On the 29th of June was the feast of St. Peter and Paul. And actually, I remember reading an account actually only a while ago of in Westmead, in one community, they'd have like a bonfire on the 23rd for the children, and then for the adults then they'd have the big one on the 29th. But I know that my own mother, God rest her, she would have had would have rooted the spuds on the 29th of June. They always would have rooted the spuds to have a taste of what the new spuds were going to be like on the 29th of June. They always said July was a hungry month, so that was a way to test, see if the spuds were going to grow, and you'd be something to look forward to in come August and September.
Michael, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was the folklorist Michael Fortune there. Somebody else says every June 21st is La Fête de la Musique in France. It's fantastic fun. Everyone is outside playing live music. Another texter says, I do a sunset swim in the sea every 21st of June to mark the solstice. I've been doing it with friends for years, and it's a lovely tradition to do all together. It does sound like a lovely tradition, especially hope the weather holds up for you. So that'll be a very pleasant swim to have. My dad, 94, and my mam, 87, their first date was when he walked her home from the bonfire. There are still some in Mayo built at the crossroads on tarmac roads. Well, it's good to see some of those traditions are still in existence. What does burning the Maybush signify? I don't know. Michael's gone now. I'm sure somebody else will have suggestions. Only suggestions that I can read out on air, obviously.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.